We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, December 23rd. If you'd like to know how dark your night sky is, then look high in the northeast after the moon sets this evening for the stars of Camelopardalis, the giraffe. If you can see any of them, then congratulations, your sky is pretty dark. Light pollution wipes out the view for most Americans. The glare of streetlights, billboards, and other artificial sources overpowers the stars. None of the stars of Camelopardalis, for example, is brighter than fourth magnitude, which is pretty faint. So unless you're under dark skies, there's not much to see. That's a little misleading, though. The giraffe's brightest stars are all stunners. They look so faint only because they're so far away. The giraffe's brightest star is Beta Camelopardalis, Beta Cam for short. It's a huge, massive star that shines roughly 1,600 times brighter than the sun. But it's about 840 light-years away, so it's a faint dot in the night sky. The next brightest star is CS Cam. It is a supergiant star that's perhaps 75,000 times the sun's brightness. But it's 3,400 light-years away. And the third brightest, Alpha Cam, is the most impressive of all, more than 600,000 times the sun's brightness. At a distance of 5,500 light-years, it's one of the most remote stars visible to the unaided eye, but only under especially dark skies. More about Alpha Cam tomorrow. And we have more sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.